we were talking to Study Gold Coast just moments ago about where these students are going to live when they take up their uni places here. Founder of the Australian Homestay Network, David Bycroft, is focused on finding homes for these students. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Can you tell us where you're at with housing international students who are getting ready to jump on a plane and come here?
Well, historically, we've never had a problem finding hosts on the Gold Coast, but there's always the need for a lot more. And I think the housing crisis is going to help us. There'll be new people who have large mortgages that have spare rooms, and they will be looking for some income to help subsidise their household income. But the point I want to get across is that hosting an international student is more a lifetime relationship experience than a rental accommodation. And we find it's probably the best value for an international student available in accommodation on the Gold Coast.
How many students will be looking to you to find accommodation, and what percentage of homes are available at this stage?
Well, we're expecting, like your previous speaker, we're expecting a big rise in the numbers on the Gold Coast. There's a lot happening, and Gold Coast is such an attractive global destination. So the accommodation is going to be a struggling point to house the demand. So homestay hosting, we're looking for hosts, you know, particularly up around Griffith University at Southport, as north as Helensvale. We will be needing more hosts in pretty well all locations along the coast as the numbers build.
Is this a particularly difficult year for what you're trying to achieve, given we've had this hiatus for the last 2 years and now it's all getting busy fast?
Yeah, the most difficult years were the last two, because we had to survive and students just didn't arrive. But what we're seeing now is inquiries lifting rapidly. We're seeing numbers being booked to come. We just need the government to maintain their stand consistently to the international market so that students can have some security and some assuredness that they can come. But look, it's going to be a fabulous year for the Gold Coast, I'm sure. And we definitely want people who are interested in hosting to contact us so that we can process them.
So why is July going to be the crunch point for you rather than the start of the university year?
I think the main reason is the government were a little slow last year in opening up definite statements for the first semester. So the second semester is traditionally, you know, the next semester when students will arrive for long-term students. So everyone's now focused on the July intake.
If you put your hand up and say, look, I've got a spare room, you could fit a desk in there, perfect for an international student, how does that relationship work? Does the person who's hosting the student get paid to do that? What's the arrangement there?
Yes, this is why we like homestay as a solution, is because it's an in-home package which includes often some meals, advice, friendship, support, all of the things an international student needs. And for that, the host is paid, depending on what package the student's on, you know, approximately $200 to $300 per week, depending on the age and different aspects of meals, etc. However, in saying that, we're not just looking for people who want to do it for the money. We want people who are looking for something to enjoy and have lifetime relationship with an international student.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of upsides to this. And also, if you've got, you know, kids in your family, they get to experience a relationship with someone that perhaps they otherwise wouldn't have. But I mean, obviously, people have to budget and make ends meet. So they need to know if financially they're able to pull this off, if it's something that they've always wanted to do. And it doesn't matter if the room is in the house. It doesn't have to be separate to the house.
It depends. We have all sorts of arrangements. And the other thing I think is very important is that currently the Australian government treats homestay income in the household as tax-free, so there's no tax to pay on it.
Okay. How confident are you that anyone who turns to homestay for accommodation will get just that, a roof over their heads?
I think what we'll do is we train our hosts and we vet them pretty carefully, so not everybody who applies gets accepted, but we're very confident that Gold Coast will respond to this opportunity rather than this challenge. It's an opportunity even for hosts who are looking for an older, more independent student to house, because they're the ones that can't afford the new rental prices and the new rental market issues.
Yeah.
So So if we can get hosts that are willing to take the older, more independent students, we take demand off the rental market, and that will help everybody. And I think everyone should be aware just how much money international students contribute to the Gold Coast economy.
Well, I wish you the very best with the Homestay program. David Bycroft is founder of the Australian Homestay Network, and they just get in touch with you via the website. Is that the best way forward, David?
Yeah, hosts can just make an application on the Australian Homestay Network website, and the process is pretty simple.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much. Good to catch up.
Thank you.